it simple, keep it small, and there will be enough for all. Take a little, give a lot. Thank Mother Earth and Father Sky for what you've got.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Green Women Podcast. I'm your host, Reggie, and a member of the Green Women Tribe, which was created from the Healthy Women, Healthy Earth organization. We are women wrapping our lives around making a difference in this world. So today, I would like to talk about spring cleaning, since it is spring. But have you ever wondered, why do we call it spring cleaning? Where did that phrase come from anyway? What does spring cleaning symbolize? Well, I did some digging because I was really curious about that. You know, none of the other seasons have anything like that. So I found a few interesting results. In the 19th century, the warmer weather of early spring enabled people to open doors and windows to air out and thoroughly clean homes of dust and residue from coal stoves and fireplaces before insects made their regular annual appearance. Spring cleaning has also been referred to as a deep clean, which symbolizes warding off bad luck from the previous year and reserving space for prosperity that will come along for the new year. Well, I really like that one. However, if we look at some meanings of spring, spring is all about new beginnings and transformations. It's a season that symbolizes starting fresh, the season during which the natural world revives and reinvigorates after the colder winter months. And you know, we humans do that as well. Spring cleaning, a deep cleanse of one's home, is a tradition ingrained in societies worldwide for many years, some dating back to ancient times. You know, I never even knew that. Symbolically, it is viewed as a fresh start. The tradition symbolizes the transition from the dormant winter season to the vibrant growth of spring. By purging the home of accumulated debris and organizing its contents, individuals create a cleaner living environment, and we have a sense of mental clarity and freshness. We humans are also greatly influenced by the cycles of nature. As psychotherapist Eloise Skinner states, in the colder months, we have less energy to dive deep into our chores. It's not that we're lazy, but there is limited daylight, which triggers the hormone melatonin, which makes us sleepy and may cause us to have more feelings of sluggishness. In springtime, and with the onset of gaining more daylight hours, we regain that energy again and feel inspired to deep clean our living environments. When we refresh our environments, we can feel a sense of new beginning or a renewed sense of drive and ambitions. Studies have also shown that cleaning can be therapeutic. As Skinner goes on to say, when we're cleaning, we often have to be present to the task at hand, and this can bring us into the present moment, causing us to feel more aware, engaged, and observant. She also goes on to say, the repetitive nature can also be soothing. In earlier traditions, come spring meant opening the windows to air out stuffy homes, remove grime, and repair damages that occurred during the winter months, which leads me to one of my favorite topics. And if you've been listening to me, you know I am emphatic about this. And that's the cleaning agents that are in our cleaning products that help us achieve a clean home environment. Using cheap, inexpensive, scented cleaning products that may be filled with heavily laden toxic materials could be jeopardizing your individual health, but also the health of your family and any pets you may have. As a society, we must remove these chemicals from our homes. Look for products to clean your home that are approved by the Environmental Work Group, also known as the EWG. And you can also search their database for more detailed information. Also look for the Made Safe certification on products and go to their website, madesafe.org. They will list hazard chemicals, materials, and ingredients. And the third reference that I found and I use because I really like it, it's pretty handy. There's an app for that. It's called Think Dirty App. And I have it on my phone. You just scan the product barcode while you're at the store, right there, hanging onto that product maybe. And Think Dirty will give you information on the product and its ingredients. For a short list of ingredients you do not want are anything that says warnings on it of tissue, eye, or respiratory irritations. Obviously, chlorine bleach is not good for us. Combustible or flammable warnings. I think about that one. A big one here is a word, fragrance. And fragrance has been in the news. Another word, it says hazardous waste disposal on it. If you have to wear gloves or a mask, I'd think about that too. Words like unscented, free, and clear, just really make sure that there are not any scents and it truly is free and clear because there are other chemicals that could replace that. Another biggie is petroleum-based ingredients, surfactants or preservatives. These products I just mentioned are considered harmful cleaning products. Now, I just want to also mention that not only should we do spring cleaning in our home, but what about our garages and our storage areas? They too get dusty and grimy and filled with little spider webs. And what do we keep in our garages? Typically lawn and garden supplies that may contain pesticides, herbicides, biocides, fungicides, just to name a few. And all of those are made to kill something. And it affects us too. And just think, if you have an attached garage with those chemicals, they contribute to the air quality of not only in the garage, but possibly our homes. We as a society also keep conventional fertilizers, sanitizers, disinfectants, and think about those flea tick collars that we put on our animals. They're all considered poisons and puts all human contact at risk for the exposure of those chemicals. If you use a lawn care service, check out the ingredients that they're spraying on your lawn. You know, one day I saw across the street, one of our neighbors had somebody come spraying the lawn and the guy was wearing a mask. What does that tell you? And then the people come home from work and that's one of the first things they'll breathe. Many of those sprays contain herbicides and they're also hazardous to public health. Make sure you check what type of rodent baits you are using, as many can also be poisonous to dog, cats, and humans alike. In addition, mothballs, did you know that they're very toxic to animals? And if you are planning on having a summer outdoor party and you're going to spray for mosquitoes and bugs around your home, they contain neurotoxins and endocrine disruptors and can cause chemical injury to all humans with weakened immune systems. The good news is there are safe alternative choices for removal of pests, for application of lawn treatments, safe fertilizers to use on your lawn and in your gardens. There are safe home cleaning products and safe products to use on your pets also. Remember, all these products we are using for cleaning our homes, our garages, our personal care products, shaving creams, deodorants, sunscreens, perfumes, toothpaste, cosmetics, makeups may contain ingredients that are hazardous to our health. It has been shown that many of these toxins have debilitating effects on our neurological systems as well as our skin, our brains, and our overall bodies. If we keep buying these nasty, debilitating toxins, those companies will just keep making them. We must take control of our health and demand better products. But we can only do that if we stop buying the products, whether it's in the food we eat or drink, and the products we use to clean our homes and our bodies. I really do wish that you will look and read your labels. It is so important because it is hurting us. We're seeing people are getting sicker that they don't know where they're coming from because all these products we're ingesting and it's in the air. Okay, now I'm going to leave you with a couple quotes. This quote is by Layla Gifty Akita. When your environment is clean, you feel happy, motivated, and healthy. The next one is by Marie Kondo. The objective of cleaning is not just to clean, but to feel happiness living within that environment. And this last one is from an unknown, and I love it. Clean your space, clear your mind. As always, I would like to give you all a big thankful for tuning in and listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share the podcast or tell a friend, download and subscribe. We can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, to name a few. Until next time, please stay informed, be healthy, live green, and become an activist for your own health. The health of your family and the health of Mother Earth, our true home.
Keep it simple. Keep it small, and there will be enough for all. Take a little, give a lot. Thank Mother Earth and Father Sky for what you've got.